I've come across the river, still just about in sight of the Palace of Westminster, to talk to the Labour peer Alan Howarth about a debate that he's going to be staging in the House of Lords next week. Lord Howarth, what exactly is the problem that you're planning to highlight?
Well, there's a problem of lawlessness on the part of cyclists. They ride the wrong way up one-way streets, they ride on the pavements, they ride without lights at night, and what may be exhilarating for them is unnerving and unpleasant for pedestrians, particularly for elderly pedestrians, and I think it also puts young people at risk. There's a problem because the police don't seem to be able to apprehend cyclists who break the law in this fashion as they shoot the traffic lights and so forth, and I think we've actually got to take some rather more energetic and effective steps to deal with the problem.
You say the police don't seem to be able to. Is that can't or won't?
Well, when I was a small boy and my bike was my pride and joy, and I would venture out on it in the little town in which I grew up, every now and again, the local police officer would have words with me and correct me if I was not observing the highway code or the proper behaviour. It is obviously much more difficult these days with the pressures that the police are under. And I think the difficulty is that when these people shoot the lights, for example, there's no way to identify who they are. So I want to put forward a practical, constructive proposal, which is that bikes should be required to have registration plates. I prefer that it wasn't the case for children's bikes, but I do think that with adults, that would be a way to discourage this illegal and antisocial behaviour, because so far from them then being confident that they could rush through the lights or ride on the pavement or ride the wrong way up the street or ride without lights, whatever they were doing, they would know that they were at significant risk of being identified and caught.
Now, we've come here to the junction of Black Prince Road and the Albert Embankment. Now, what sort of behaviour do you see in this kind of area that exercises you that you think should be clamped down on in this way?
Well, this is a pretty typical London road junction, and particularly in the morning and the evening when the traffic's heavy and people are going to work or coming back from work, you see cyclists swooping through, and they're in a hurry to get home, but also I think a lot of them enjoy the sense of being above and beyond the law, which the effective certainty that they're not going to be caught provides for them. And they behave like buccaneers. They sail through the lights.
What you're proposing is really quite a radical extension of registration, registering bikes. I can just see the tabloid headlines now. What do you think the minister's going to say when you get a chance to reply to it?
Well, the minister will look sceptically. The minister will say this is more bureaucracy, this is going to cost money. And, of course, that is true. But nobody disputes that where motor vehicles are concerned, including motorised bikes, nobody says that it's inappropriate that they should be registered, that they should have number plates. And procedures for dealing with this kind of system are well established and easy to operate. And I think that the bureaucratic price, a small bureaucratic price, is a price worth paying. And I think it would actually make for a better quality of life, particularly in our cities.
And will you be taking a chance perhaps to attach it to some appropriate bill if one happens to hove past in the near future?
Well, why not? If you can catch a bus, you can catch a bill.
Alan Howarth.